Hi, my name is Charles Williams. I'm a voiceover artist and actor. I have narrated and produced several audio books. Here's a sample.
I reached in my pocket for a smoke as I asked Bolotto, "What's it to you if this teardrop guy robs 10 more banks?" He snatches the newspaper and tosses it behind him, saying, "Because when idiots are making it hot around here, Al, we feel the heat too. And this fucker is fire that needs to be put out." I pushed back my seat and stood up, asking, "So what is it you want to be done to this guy?" Bolotto then stands up from his seat and says, "For $50K, I think you ought to know what happens to a guy with that kind of price on his head, Big Al." I smiled and started walking towards the door, almost forgetting to put the glass back on the table, telling Bolotto that, "I'll take care of Mr. Tatface, just as long as the $50K is gift wrapped when I return." Watching him walk away through unblinking eyes, I was in pain like I never suffered before. One thing was obvious, and that was the fact that even though I had taken numerous slugs, I was still alive. With that thought in mind, I knew that if I planned to stay alive, I need to get help immediately. Searching the parking lot for Monique, I thought it odd that after all that gunplay that had just taken place, she hadn't come to my assistance by now. Wondering what could have become of her, I began to drag my battered body towards my car, which at the moment was the only thing I could think to do. Oblivious to the stares of the slowly gathered crowd, I finally made it to the car and got inside after using every ounce of strength left in my steadily weakening body. Rummaging through my blood-soaked pockets, I removed my keys and attempted to place them in the ignition as I recalled the parting words of my would-be assassin. "So I'll be sure to take care of your bitch,"